time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. Once again, we are moving into the political silly season, and national and local candidates are establishing their understanding of the turf through characterizations and assertions. Nationally, the Republican presidential marathon has been the show to watch, and frankly, it's not just the candidates who walk around with the etch-a-sketches. Our collective political memories have been demonstrated to be remarkably short, and it's been compounded as enormous amounts of information become more available, but with relatively few memorable events to leave a lasting impression. Locally, there are several political horse races to watch over the next couple of months. The congressional race with 12 candidates will be messy at best as each contender tries to stand out. With the exception of the 1st District supervisorial race, there are only two candidates in both the 3rd and 2nd District races, meaning that by June, we will know the winners in both of those political sprints. In their efforts to stand out, candidates will make bold and exaggerated pronouncements about the state of the office for which they are running. Because these pronouncements are designed to emotionally resonate with voters, statements are often asserted in the absolute and tend to overgeneralize. A case in point. Last week, a supervisorial candidate asserted publicly that, quote, "it is deplorable that the county does not work with tribes," end quote. And this was the quote that was pulled and highlighted in the daily newspaper. Except, here's the thing, it's not true. First, the topic at hand was HCOG, a joint powers authority comprised of representatives from 7 cities and 1 from the county. HCOG is responsible for prioritizing and programming state transportation funds used on local highway, street, and road improvements and public transportation projects. This is not a county entity, but rather an agency that the county is one of 8 members of. Second, Humboldt County has developed and worked closely with many tribal governments here on the North Coast, from coordination with law enforcement, public works, natural resources, to social service issues, and many others. During my tenure on the board, we renewed an agreement with the Hoopa Valley Tribe to cross-deputize law enforcement personnel and established a similar agreement with the Yurok Tribe. We've worked closely with the tribes on road improvement projects, including Martins Ferry Bridge, Bald Hills Road, Scenic Drive, and Blue Lake Boulevard, and natural resource issues such as the Klamath Dam removal, Trinity River restoration activities, and developing a plan designed to protect, preserve, and ensure respectful management of Yurok cultural legacies at Big Lagoon. Further, County Social Services has coordinated and developed several programs specifically with tribal entities. And third, the voters of the 5th District elected Humboldt County's first Native American to the County Board of Supervisors in the last election. Could the county do more? As with everything, absolutely. I appreciate the candidates are doing what they can to be memorable, but there is also a responsibility to be armed with the basic facts because it does a tremendous disservice to the public's understanding of government to assert otherwise. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.